Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to do something a little different than we normally do. We normally dive into a WordPress business marketing topic related to WordPress, and we're going to kind of go a little off the beaten path. Today's August 5th. It's a Sunday. Tim and I are pre-recording this before this Sunday, so we thought we would try something a little different than we normally do, and we wanted to do David and Tim's Sunday Thoughts. We've had some pretty big milestones come up in the past week that we thought we would share and just kind of let you into our personal lives a little bit more than we normally do on the business side. Let you get an idea of what the voices behind the microphone are like on somewhat of a personal level, if we want to get personal. I'll get a little personal, a little vulnerable. I'll let Tim make his own decisions.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think the bottom line is we are tired. And so we just launched our online course, Divi Business Expert. We've been talking about it for a while. It's been in the works for over a year as we planned it, strategized, kind of figured out the best format and, you know, figured all that out. And it's finally launched. And so it's been an exhausting week because not only is it about getting the content, the course lessons recorded and uploaded and all that, but there's a lot that goes into promoting a course and communicating with the students and answering questions, pre-sale questions and all of that. And so we've definitely had several late nights, a lot of early mornings, getting up, getting everything in order. And so, yeah, we're both pretty exhausted. And actually, full disclosure, this is how tired I am. We've already recorded this episode once, but dummy Tim over here was so tired, he didn't save it and quit out of the audio recording software. And so thanks to Dave, that's so kindly willing to re-record with me. But that's how tired we are. I feel like that needed to be said because that kind of just goes into this whole point.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. You know, Tim mentioned a lot of things, but there's a lot more that we've been doing that he didn't mention, like building out the LMS platform, running our very successful product and client services business for WordPress. Add to it that I've hired and started training 5 new people this week. What the heck was I thinking? You know, launching a course, huge, massive undertaking in and of itself. But, oh, yeah, by the way, let me add 3 new design members to our team. Let's add a new project manager, a new marketing person, and a new support staff member. So I don't even remember how many hours I've slept this week. It definitely wasn't much. I don't know if it's because I'm tired, but I'm very reflective. This is a pretty big week for me on a normal weekly basis out of the year, and I'll kind of share with you why. But this week was even more because, it, like Tim said, we've been planning this course for a long time. What I will say to our larger WordPress audience as a whole, we've got our WordPress course coming out as well, you know. So that one's still in the works. We haven't set a release date for that yet, but we do have the Divi Business Expert course that Tim mentioned. We did launch that one first, but we do have the big WordPress course coming out. Why is this week a little bit more than normal for me? Well, on a personal level, besides the fact that, you know, I'm coming up on my 5-year WordPress anniversary. I really love WordPress. I love where our business has come, Aspen Grove Studios, where we've been able to grow it. We just celebrated a big 3-year anniversary video on that a few weeks ago. But for me in a personal life, Thursday, August the 2nd, well, I celebrated 27 years of sobriety. When I was 23 years old, my life had train wreck, total, you know, crashed and burned, and really had to make some decisions. I landed in AA and made a decision to try to give it a shot, and lo and behold, I've stuck with it for 27 years, and it really did. It saved my life. You know, it did. It changed my life, and it saved my life. And for you who listen to this podcast that don't know me, there's a little insight into me. So if you're in that world too, feel free to say hey and give me a shout out, because we're all brothers, you know.
Yeah,
and sisters.
And as they say in AA, happy birthday, David. That's incredible. 27 years. Commend you. My hat goes off to you. And I, for one, am for so many reasons happy that you made that decision 27 years ago and that you've stuck with it. So congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. Well, as Tim said, we're tired. And we have the second bullet point that we have on this list is a much needed weekend off. So I'm planning on doing a little staycation, because I can't really take off and do a little vacation. I need to do a staycation because my wife has some appointments that she couldn't move around and stuff. So I'm going to try to take Saturday and Sunday off, which hasn't happened in a long time. We have a couple of casinos here, and I don't really go to the casinos to gamble or anything, but what they do have is a full-blown spa, awesome restaurants and food, a great pool, and I think I'm going to get me a mani-pedi, lay by the pool. I'm going to really, you know, kind of relax out, so to speak.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome. Yeah, I'm tired too, and I think I mentioned the first time we recorded this that I'm tired from this week, but I feel like I've been tired from this year. It's like even this year has flown by, but I'm exhausted because I've done so much, but at the same time I haven't seen everything come to fruition yet. So for example, we've been working super hard on the course and we finally launched that, and that feels good. There's so many things I've been doing behind the scenes for my product business that I haven't really been able to launch yet. And so it's like, okay, I'm just ready, because I've been working on them, and you know, with my team been working on them. I'm ready for those to be launched so I can, you know, get the satisfaction that we actually accomplished something, because not only is it, you know, a lot of work, but it's exhausting too. And so this year's already more than half over. We're in Q3, and yeah, it's like I'm already starting to plan for Black Friday sales and all of that. I don't know where the year went. It's crazy. But yeah, tomorrow my wife and I are going up to Waco, visit some friends. And if you're not familiar with Waco, it's been recently become famous because of Chip and Joanna Gaines on Fixer Upper, and it's okay. it's not as good as people think I've built up in their heads from seeing it on Fixer Upper on TV. But yeah, should be fun. Much needed weekend off is definitely a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because we don't talk about our business as much on our podcast, but we've got some exciting stuff coming up in our business life. Tim's launching a new membership on his website. It's going to be awesome. He's got several
with
new
like
products.
10 new products.
He's got a bunch of new products that he's releasing. We've acquired a couple of companies in the last year, and we're, you know, merging one of the companies into Aspen Grove Studios, changing up some things on our memberships for our site, adding more value to our members. So some really exciting things. So check out our own personal, DiviLife.com for Tim, AspenGroveStudios.com for myself, and Divi.space. Just go check them out and stuff. So, Tim, that's it. If you love this episode, folks, let us know. You know, if this is something that, hey, get back to teaching us awesome WordPress stuff, you're not going to hurt our feelings and stuff. But if this is something that you've enjoyed, maybe once a quarter, once every 6 months, we can, you know, have a David and Tim's Sunday Thoughts episode and stuff, and kind of fill you in on what's going on in our life and stuff, and what great milestones have come about, and share goods, bads, and, you know, ups and downs.
Yeah, absolutely. And let us know what you want to learn. We are 325 episodes in. We have a lot of topics ranging from everything from WordPress, business, marketing, everything in between. But let us know if there's something that you would like us to cover specifically. You can head on over to either wpthepodcast.com or wpgears.com. Eventually, WP the Podcast will be migrated into WP Gears. But at this present moment, you can go to either or, reach out to us using the contact form and let us know what you want to learn. And we'd be happy to do an episode on it.
Fantastic. Well, tomorrow, back to business as usual and another great WordPress topic. It's going to be online courses, self-hosted LMS versus third-party platform. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.